AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. There is a report of shots fired at the oldest naval installation in this country, the Washington Navy Yard in Southeast Washington, D.C. Marcia Clark works there and was just arriving when the area was locked down.
We were about to go through the front gate when all of the police came around and, you know, we were sent text messages to say that there was a possibility of something going on.
She talked to WJLA-TV. This is the same facility where 2 years ago a man killed 12 civilian workers before being shot dead by police. We go live now to our national security correspondent, Sagar Magani. Sagar, what are you learning about what's happening at the Navy Yard?
Rita, still lots of questions about just what may have happened. A U.S. official says there are no reports of injuries, nor has a shooter been identified. Still, the scene outside that facility features lots of flashing lights and a helicopter overhead. The official tells us those reports of gunshots came from what is now known as the Humphreys Building. In 2013, it was called Building 197, where those 12 people were killed. The building just reopened earlier this year, Rita.
Sagar Magani reporting live there. A train carrying a dangerous substance used to make plastics derailed and caught fire near Knoxville, Tennessee overnight, forcing thousands to evacuate their homes. The substance is dangerous if it's inhaled, and several first responders had to be decontaminated. There are no deaths reported, according to fire officials. We don't know yet what caused the train car to jump the tracks. There is some good news, Justin, about the economy. Employers added 223,000 jobs in June, and the unemployment rate fell to 5.3%. That is a 7-year low. This is AP Radio News. President Obama will be in Wisconsin today pushing his plan for more salaried workers to get overtime pay. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
On a stop in La Crosse, Wisconsin, the president's detailing a plan to more than double the current threshold under which fast food managers, shift supervisors, and other salaried employees must be paid extra for extra work.
That's going to give a raise to 5 million people, potentially, in this country who really deserve it.
Along with raising the hourly minimum wage, Obama sees this push as another way to rebuild the middle class after years of families falling behind. But critics from the food and retail industries complain it'll add more cost and just cause owners to shift some workers to hourly jobs with fewer benefits. Mark Smith at the White House.
The Reels channel says it will air Donald Trump's Miss USA pageant. NBC dumped the show after Trump criticized Mexican immigrants during his presidential campaign kickoff speech. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.